Hello and welcome to this week's Expert HR podcast with me, Susie Munro. This week, we're focusing on HR in the financial sector and looking at the new regulatory regimes in place from 7th of March 2016, which replaced the approved persons regime. With me to discuss the new regulatory framework is employment law editor Fiona Cumming. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Susie.
So before we look at the new framework, can you give us a bit of background and explain the reason for this overhaul?
Yes, it all happened in the wake of the financial crisis and a series of financial scandals that I think we're all familiar with. And in 2012, the Parliamentary Commission on Banking Standards was appointed to look into the whole of the banking sector. Now, they conducted a thorough review and they found many failings, which can be best summarised when they said there was a failure of professionalism and ethics. So they made several recommendations about improving banking culture, and what they recommended was that there should be a shift towards individual accountability. And they also made recommendations regarding the role of the regulators, who are, of course, the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.
And how have those regulators gone about it? What are the main elements of the new regulatory framework that they've put in place?
Well, there's a senior managers regime, and there's also a very similar one for the insurance sector. So that's the senior insurance managers regime. There's a certification regime. There are new conduct rules, and there's also a new criminal offence.
And do all of those apply across the whole of the financial sector?
Not at the moment. From March, it's just UK incorporated banks, building societies, credit unions and PRA regulated investment banks, but there are proposals to extend it to all authorised firms, so it's likely that this will include, to name but a few, asset managers, brokers and consumer credit firms.
So going on to look at the individual elements of the regime, can you start by telling us about the senior managers regime?
Yes. This regime, well, it applies to the key decision makers in banks. So it's really the top layer, and they're the individuals that are performing what the regulators describe as senior management functions, and they've specified 20 of them. Now, these individuals will need to be pre-approved by the regulators, and the whole ambit of this regime is really that there should be a clear allocation of responsibilities within firms. So this will involve firms preparing maps and statements of responsibilities. And it's really aimed at ensuring that senior managers are fully aware of their responsibilities and that there's evidence that they have actually accepted them. Because as the government says, this will mean that they will have nowhere to hide if their firm breaches regulatory requirements.
So it's all about being able to set out clearly who's accountable for what, so that everyone in the firm knows and that the regulators also know who's responsible for what.
Yeah, absolutely. So the firms that are now under this regime, they will have had in the last year be, you know, making sure that they've got good procedures, good record keeping and good IT, because they will need to keep an eye on any changes in the roles of these senior managers so that they can amend the relevant documentation.
So that's the senior managers regime. Can you tell us about the certification regime?
Yes, now this regime, it concerns the individuals who are in a position where their decisions could pose significant harm to a firm. Now, unlike the senior managers regime, these individuals aren't pre-approved by the regulators, and that's why it's called the certification regime, because the onus has now been put on firms to certify these individuals. So firms will need to identify, assess and then certify the fitness and propriety of these members of staff. So it's actually, you know, a very big change. And also, it's actually going to cover a wider category of individuals than under the previous approved persons regime.
And how often do the firms have to carry out that certification?
They'll need to do this annually, and firms may choose to synchronise this, say, with their annual appraisals.
So we've talked about senior managers regime and the certification regime. You also mentioned some new conduct rules. Do those apply under both regimes?
They do, but some of the rules apply only to senior managers and others apply to all, but including employees who actually aren't under the certified regime. So really it's applying to all employees in these firms who are not in a purely ancillary role. So that would sort of knock out cleaners and security staff.
staff, but all relevant staff need to be trained in the conduct rules.
Yeah, absolutely. Training will be crucial.
And finally, you mentioned a new criminal offence. What's that?
Well, the government has described this one as being a major milestone in its efforts to reform UK financial services and to ensure that we've learnt the lessons of the past. So this means that actually senior managers could face up to 7 years in jail and or an unlimited fine if their actions cause institutions to fail. So it's got quite a big potential penalty.
Thanks very much for that overview. We have got a lot more detail in the financial services section of the Employment Law Manual.
Yes, we have a brand new chapter covering the new regimes and all their implications.
Thanks, Fiona. That's all for this week. Join us again next Friday for the next Expert HR podcast.